Well, most of the gigs for experimental music in Sydney is organised by musicians that want to play, so because there's no other opportunity. So it's just, you know, somehow organised, and there's no money, there's no funding. You just make a fee from the door. So you might make $10 or you might make $100. You just don't know. There's not a lot of live like.
There's not a special club, for example?
No.
Isn't it the place?
There's events that happen, but all the events are organised by you know, us, by people who play the music or people who like the music. So, yeah, it's very rare to make a really good fee or to play quite often in Australia. I definitely play more in Europe than I play in Sydney. I never play in Sydney. It's very rare for me to play at home. That's why a lot of us record so many records, because we're so bored, you know. There's no opportunity to actually play, that we're always trying to create stuff at home or in a studio, just to do something.
And the electronic network in Sydney, you have an audience. Is there, do you have an actual audience that is enough for you to open a club? Like, is it possible, or is it really a small network, not enough people to have a room for this kind of music?
I think, you know, I co-organise a festival in Sydney, actually in Australia, in three different cities, and we've had up to 700 people a night for a gig, totally uncompromising experimental music. But because it has the name of a festival, it has that vibe where people go, oh, it's a festival, I'm going to go see it. Whereas when there's weekly events or things that are happening quite often, you don't get 700 people every week, you know. But at the same time, there is definitely an interest, and there are regular events that happen, and you could get 40, 50 people on a weekly basis for experimental music. Most of the people in the audience are musicians, you know.
The same for the same.
Yeah. I guess it's the same everywhere.
A bit. Not maybe now.
But you know, I've played concerts in Sydney where there's more people than in Europe, you know, which can be quite interesting. A lot of overseas international guests that have played in Sydney have told me that they've never played to so many people before.
Yeah.
Like big, you know, avant-garde stars. So there's definitely an interest there.
Wow.